afternoon. I call the Environment, Natural Resources, Finance Committee together, March 17th, 2026. We have several sets of minutes. First one we'll go to is March 10th, and I heard some concerns in what quarters. Those ones are fine. So I'll go to Rep. Finke first. Rep. Finke, have you looked at the minutes for March 10th?
I haven't, and they look good to me. I'm getting it looks good from Sydney, so we'll say it. So moved.
All right. So Representative Finke moves the minutes for March 10th, 2026. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the minutes are approved. Next on, we have the minutes from March 12th. Representative Jordan, you have looked at the minutes.
I have looked at the minutes, and they do not appear to be in order. So I don't think, I don't recommend that the committee vote on this. I'm not making a motion. I guess I'm not really making a motion. I'm just, as I also did not make a motion on March 12th, we just didn't do the minutes.
Okay. So what I will do for the time being, we'll lay over the minutes for March 12th, and we will come back to those at a future meeting. First item that we have on the agenda today is House File 4222, Representative Codfried. We've got state parks to be added and deleted. Representative Godfried, if you'd like to go ahead, please, and make the motion to move your bill to be re-referred to Ways and Means.
That is my motion, Mr. Chair. Move the House File 4222 be referred to Ways and Means.
Great. Representative Godfried has moved to House File 4222 be re-referred to Ways and Means. I believe you have an author's amendment. Would you like to move to amend the A4 and explain it briefly?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I will move the A4 amendment. This is a pretty simple amendment to remove the otter tail transfer at the request of the DNR while they continue some discussions. And it also adds two St. Louis County provisions, transfers that were approved with their approval of DNR that were originally found in House File 3911 that was carried by Representative Warwas.
Okay. Are there any questions for the author? Chair Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to mention that GOP members do support the A4.
Okay, very good. Seeing no other discussion, all in favor of approving the A4 amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and House File 4222, as amended, is now before us. Representative Godfrey, to your bill.
Welcome to Lands Bill 2026 edition. The aim is to have an uncontroversial, no shenanigans bill that we can easily pass out of this committee with bipartisan support. This bill does include some necessary updates on how the DNR manages these land transfers, but I'll let the DNR speak about those specifically and to the transfers themselves.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Representative Godfried. For testifiers, my first testifier today is Lori Klein. If you'd like to come forward, please. Welcome to the committee. If you could introduce yourself and begin your testimony, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, good afternoon. My name is Lori Klein, attorney for the DNR Division of Lands and Minerals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide testimony about the 2026 lands bill today. Each year, the DNR proposes a lands bill. The lands bill may include amendments to statutes affecting DNR administered state land or DNR land transactions, changes to state park or state forest boundaries, and authorization to sell certain lands. This year, the lands bill has three sections. Three are statutory amendments, two are additions and deletions from state parks, and five are proposed land sales. Section one proposes an amendment to section 840272 subdivision 1 to provide that appraisals are not required when DNR as a tenant leases property from a landowner. This change will clarify that DNR pays appraised value when it acquires fee title or an easement interest, but not when it acquires a lease interest. Section 2 and 3 propose similar amendments to 840272 subdivision 2 and section 8496. The amendments will establish the price DNR must pay for easements to access trout stream easements and native prairie bank easement areas. Section 4 subdivision 1 adds approximately 32 acres to Frontenac State Park in Goodhue County to facilitate a possible future acquisition of the land. Section 4 subdivision 2 adds approximately 20 acres to the Great River Bluff State Park in Winona County to facilitate a possible future acquisition of that land. And section 5 deletes approximately 19 acres from the Mille Lacs Cathio State Park to facilitate a sale of that land. Section 6 through 10 authorize the sale of certain lands. DNR already has authority to sell certain lands, but these require legislative authorization because they will either be sold by private sale rather than by auction, or they border public waters. Additionally, some of them may be sold for less than market value or because of a combination of these reasons. Section 6 authorizes the public sale of approximately 4.3 acres of surplus state land bordering public water in Becker County. Section 7 authorizes the private sale of up to 19.2 acres of surplus state land bordering public water in Mille Lacs County to a federally recognized Indian tribe. Section 8 has been removed via the A4 amendments, so I will not discuss that one. Section 9 authorizes the private sale of approximately 0.4 acres of surplus land bordering public water in Pine County to an adjacent landowner for no cost for the land. And Section 10 authorizes the conveyance of approximately 6.2 acres of surplus state land bordering public water in Wabasha County to the city of Elgin for no cost for the land, with the requirement that the land be used for non-motorized public recreation use and public fishing access. Section 11 provides that sections 5 through 10 are effective the day following enactment. The A4 amendment does add proposed sales by St. Louis County, and the DNR has reviewed them, and we do not have any concerns. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the audience that would like to testify for or against the bill? Not seeing any at this point in time. Before I go to an amendment, are there any questions for members? If not, the next thing I'd like to do is I'd like to move the A5 amendment for the committee. This is for two parcels that have been brought forward by the Historical Society. These came up very late. It was yesterday they came up. So what I want to do is give the opportunity. David's here?
Yep.
Okay. If I could have Mr. Keller come to the table, if you could introduce yourself and explain them. As for the committee, because this came up so late, we're getting it, everyone up to speed on where we are with this. We'll take any questions on it, but I will not be asking for a vote on it. We're going to not deal with this amendment right now, and I'll pull it back so that people have got the time to be able to examine it, particularly from the public, seeing this came out so late. Mr. Keller, if you'd like to go ahead and introduce yourself and describe what's happening here.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm David Kelleher from the Minnesota Historical Society. Thank you for the opportunity to walk the committee through these two parcel transfers. And apologies for getting this in too late for full consideration, and we'll look forward to talking some more and getting you as much detail as you want. Taking a look at the A5 amendment, on line 1.3, that's marked section 10, that is a continuation of a transfer that was authorized by the legislature in 2024. In your handout, there's a map of the transfer that was authorized in 2024, and unfortunately, the legal description did not keep up with what everyone's understanding was of what was going to be transferred. If you look at that map, the parcel that's labeled MNHS 213.32 acres. We thought that entire parcel was included, but when various people looked at the legal description, it was determined that the southern half of that parcel was not included in the legal description of the 2024 legislation, So that's why we're back here. There was language in that that said the Minnesota Historical Society may make corrections to the legal description, but we thought it would be better to bring it back before you to just make sure it was perfectly clear that that was intended to be in that. The map that's on the opposite side of that sheet, in some versions, in the color version, it's outlined in red, but the parcel to be transferred is called Tract C in red. So that's the first one that's on this amendment. And the second one starts on line 1.21. It's marked as section 12. That is a transfer at the Marine Mill Historic Site in Marine on St. Croix in Washington County. That's one of the sites that we operate, the Minnesota Historical Society operates, that's in the Historic Sites Network. That is a site that has some trails and archaeological remains. It doesn't have a historic house or visitor center. We've worked closely with the city of Marine on St. Croix over the years, and they've assisted with maintenance, buckthorn removal, stuff like that. They asked if we would consider transferring some of the land there for their use as a community building to have meetings and various things that they want to do on that site. We did an archaeological investigation to see what would, because that's an archaeological site, to see what the most appropriate location for a possible building would be on that site. And the site that is marked on the map that is 1/4 acre is shown on that map. Again, I think you have a black and white copy, but it's shown in red on the color copy, and that would be transferred to the city of Marine on St. Croix. And again, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thanks for an opportunity to explain this, and apologize for getting this in at the last hour of this process.
Okay, thank you. At this point, I'll open up for any questions that people might have on these partials. Not seeing any, what I'll do is withdraw the member. At this point in time, it's something that this is going to Ways and Means. It can be added on Ways and Means. This gives the general public an opportunity to offer any comments on it. With that, we are back to further discussion on the bill. Any further discussion on the lands bill? Hearing none. Representative Gottfried, any closing comments?
Yeah, I renew my motion to re-refer this bill to the Ways and Means Committee. Let's support and get it out of committee.
Representative Gottfried renews their motion that House File 4222 as amended be re-referred to the Ways and Means Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. You're off to Ways and Means. Next, we are going to switch out here, and we will have Co-Chair Purcell take over.
Welcome to that side of the committee, Representative Fisher.
Thank you, Chair Purcell.
You ready to move House File 4224 before the committee?
Yes, Chair. I would like to move House File 4224 to the General Register, please.
Representative Fisher moves House File 4224 before the committee. And why don't you present your bill?
Certainly. This is just a very simple bill. What it does is it makes sure that when notifications are going off, when the MPCA does a notification of a discharge that has happened upstream from different facilities, one of the things that was not included is they should include downstream users, including not only the public, but we left out tribal governments. While they do that in practice, we did not have that spelled out in statute. So basically what we're doing is putting in the verbiage so that tribal governments would also be those that would be notified of any discharges that are upstream from them. Very simple bill.
You have a testifier?
I do believe I do.
Thank you. Please identify yourself for the committee and proceed.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today on House File 4224. For the record, my name is Alexis Donath, and I serve as Assistant Director of Government Relations at the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. As Representative Fisher outlined, existing law requires that notifying downstream users when untreated or partially treated sewage or other pollutants are released to a water body. The law is flexible about how that notification may be made, but it is intended to protect the health of people who swim, fish, or recreate in areas impacted by untreated or undertreated sewage, and especially those whose drinking water comes from a directly impacted water body. Tribal governments are already included among the downstream users who would be notified under existing law, but it has been raised in tribal consultation and in conversations with tribal leaders that they do not always receive these notifications as directed by the legislature. House File 4224 is an effort to right that wrong and to ensure that tribal governments receive the same notification that is already being given to downstream drinking water facilities, local governments, and members of the public. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I am happy to stand for questions.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the audience who is interested in testifying on this bill? Seeing none, we'll move to member questions, if there are any. Co-Chair Hainsman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just wanted to thank Chair Fisher for the work on this bill. This is non-controversial, and I'm glad to see it moving forward. Thank you.
Okay. Representative Fisher, for your closing remarks on the bill.
I ask for everybody's support on this very common sense bill. I renew my motion that House File 4224 be re-referred to the General Register.
And with that motion, Representative Fisher, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye. And all opposed, say nay. The motion passes. The ayes have it, and this bill will be referred to the General Register. Thank you, Representative Fisher. The next bill on our agenda, also presented by Representative Fisher, is House File 3643. Chair Fisher, would you like to move your bill?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to move House File 3643 to state government, to be re-referred to state government.
Thank you, Representative Fisher. And you have an author's amendment. Would you like to move that DE3 and explain it briefly?
Yes, I have a DE3 amendment, and there's going to be a change on it, so I may need staff to help make sure I get the motion made right. The DE3 will get the bill into the shape that I would like it in. What it does is it the first section names and establishes boundaries for the Hortman, Melissa Mark Hortman Memorial State Park. The second section sets up a work group, determine how it's going to run, who's going to be responsible for what areas. Section three is going to be the one that funds the work group. What I would like to do, and I don't know if we can do it by verbal, and so this is where I'll look for staff, nonpartisan staff to help out. Would it be possible to just have Section 1 deleted, or do I need to have the whole thing adopted and then delete Section 1?
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, members, Representative Fisher, you could just incorporate the deletion of Section 1 when you move your amendment, if you'd like.
Okay. I would like to move the DE3 with the deletion of Section 1.
Okay. Representative Fisher moves the DE3 amendment, but striking lines 1.3 through 2.2, is that correct, Ms. Taylor?
Madam Chair, you could just say delete Section 1 on page 1.
That's what we're doing. We're going to delete Section 1. Any discussion to this amendment? Yes, Co-Chair Hainsman.
I want to, again, thank Chair Fisher. There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes for our committee to address these things and to come to agreement, and our caucus very much supports the move. Thank you.
Thank you, Co-Chair Hainsman. So all in favor of adopting the DE3 author's amendment with the verbal removal, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The DE3 amendment is passed, and Representative Fisher, to your bill as amended.
Thank you. As we know, we suffered quite a tragedy last year with the assassination of Mark and Melissa Hartman. And one of the things that we want to do is put in memory the significance that they contributed to our state here, and by creating a state park that we'd be looking at the Capitol complex here. Now, as you've noticed, I've dropped the first part of officially establishing it as a state park. What we have instead is we've got the work group, the Melissa Mark Hartman Memorial State Park Working Group. And what it does is it brings together all the players from the administration, from Historical Society, from DNR, the CAP board, et cetera, to come together to figure out how does that work going forward. And when we talk about devils in the details, it's like, would they still be doing permitting for large groups as they do today, which I would expect it to do, but also figure out who's going to be responsible for it, who's going to be responsible for a program, where do the funds come from. So what this work group does is we'll figure out all those details along with the, come back with the recommendation along with the boundary. And then the last section is providing funds for that to occur and making sure we have the report by the time we come into session next year. Questions?
Thank you, Representative Fisher. Any questions from members on the bill? Really? No one? I'm sorry. I think we have a testifier.
Oh, yes.
We have DNR Commissioner Bob Meyer. Is he remote? Okay.
Yes,
online. Okay. Go ahead and give us your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you. For the record, Bob Meyer, Assistant Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources. I just want to thank Representative Fisher for his approach on this bill. We have been working with him, the entire administration, in a one Minnesota approach as we would on this issue. And we look forward to coming back with a great proposal for next session.
Thank you, Commissioner Meyer. Anyone in the audience who is interested in testifying for or against this bill? Seeing none, I'll ask member questions now, which is the appropriate time. Any comments or questions from members on this bill? Anything more, Co-Chair Heintzman? Okay, if you are in favor of the motion is to pass this bill and send, Chair Fisher, closing comments. Sorry, I'm a little rusty, folks.
No, that's okay. Thank you, Chair Purcell. I want to thank everyone who's been involved in the process. This has not been an easy process because this is something we haven't done before, setting up a park in this type of situation. I want to say thank you to my co-chair, Chair Heintzman here, for helping to figure out how do we get to yes on this so that we can get it to the next stop so we can continue the discussions to bring us back some great answers for the next session. So I'd like to say thank you there and to the administration for the work they're doing. And I look forward to renewing my motion to refer House File 3643 as amended to state government.
Thank you, Co-Chair Fisher. All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries and is adopted. Thank you, Co-Chair Fisher.
Good afternoon, Representative Jordan. Once again, we have House CCMR before us. Would you like to move House File 3426 before the committee?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay, we have House File 3426 before the committee. We've taken testimony on this bill before. We have several amendments that we have out there that we'll be discussing today. The intent is to deal with the amendments, and then we're going to lay the bill back over, bring it back next week, because we still have one other section that Chair Heintzman and myself are continuing to work on to make sure we've got the guardrails in place in conjunction with the DNR as we finish this. So the first thing I'd like to do here as I pull out my folder. Is I'd like to move the A-10 committee, the A-10 amendment before the committee for discussion. And the A-10, thank you. The A-10 deals with our emerging issues account. This has had a lot of discussion between a number of members on the LCCMR committee. We've had a lot of input from the Republican side, from our side on it, and I think that we have got a way to make sure we've got guardrails on here so that it's actually going for issues that are critical and emerging, and make sure that it just isn't another pot where people say, oh, I missed the first round, I'll just apply for here. So we're just trying to make sure some things are straightened out. And with that, I will open up to Representative Jordan. Yes, Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the A-10 amendment and would ask for members' support. Good amendment.
Okay. Chair Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, members. Thank you, Representative Jordan, for your work on this as well. I don't think there's a lot that we really need to discuss relative to the background on this. It's already been discussed quite a lot, but we do support this amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any further questions or discussions? Not hearing any, all in favor of the A-10 amendment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the A-10 amendment is adopted. Number two, we've got the A-11 amendment. And what the A-11 amendment does is it puts on the funding for the community grants appropriation and also adds a surety bond requirement for people who apply for the community grant provisions here. A recipient must be able to submit proof of the surety bond in the amount or form as requested by the commissioner. Any questions? First, Representative Jordan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the A11 amendment. I would encourage members to support it. I'm very excited about establishing the community grants program. I think we all are. There's been a lot of discussion about that, and I think there are some good accountability measures with the with Subdivision 4, with the surety bonds. So, yes, please support.
Chair Heintzman.
Thank you, Chair Fisher. And I would just echo the sentiment expressed by you, Mr. Chair, that we are extremely close. There, I think, is a desire by all members to make sure that we get this right, and we're right there. So for those watching at home and in the audience today, I just want to continue to express my expectation that we will get there, that the community grants program will be stood up in the right way, and Chair Fisher and I are working hard to make sure that members are heard and our concerns come together in a way that gets us in the right place. So I just say that, and at this time we do not support the A11, but we're nearly there.
Okay. Like to take us, if I could just reset for a second.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I misspoke.
Okay, we're not recessed anymore.
I didn't mean to almost give you a heart attack.
Yeah, you had me going there for a second.
We got
all right,
time.
So you folks are supporting the A11.
Mr. Chair, let's recess for a moment.
Let's recess for a moment.
And we are in recess.
Okay, I bring us back to order here. Chair Heintzman.
We support laying over the A11. Adoption of the A11, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments or questions on the A11? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of adopting the A11, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and the A11 is added on to the bill. At this point in time, is there any further discussion on the bill? I will mention that we are still having continuing discussions on another section that will be added onto the bill, so this is going to be laid over again for next week. And the discussions is pulling together information that the auditor Randall provided us for guardrails that we want to make sure we have on the community grants program. So we're looking forward to having those at the next meeting. With that, Representative Jordan, any final comments?
I would just remind members that this is the LCCMR bill. There are amazing projects. I did not grab my binder because my arms hurt and I'm very tired. There's a lot of, because there are so many great projects in it. So please remember this is the LCCMR bill. There is something for your district in this bill. There is something for people who support scientific research. There's lots of great explainers about exactly the proportions that go into it. And I would just ask for member support to continue working to pass House File 3426. And with that, I renew my motion to lay over House File 3426 for action at a later date.
Representative Jordan has renewed her motion that House File 3426 as amended is laid over. The bill is laid over as amended. With that, that brings us to the conclusion of our agenda for today. And with that, we are adjourned.